Every few weeks on All Tech, we tackle your social media conundrums. And here to answer today's question about how to behave in the digital age are Baratunde Thurston, former digital director at The Onion and author of the book How to Be Black, and Deanna Zandt, author of Share This, How You Will Change the World with Social Networking. Our question today comes from a listener in Damascus, Maryland, who asks, should you have separate Twitter accounts for personal and professional use?
For the most part, most people, I believe, should only have one Twitter account because it ultimately just gets too confusing when you try to figure out, well, does this belong in this one or the other one?
Right.
The other thing is that, you know, some people do have kind of lockdown or private Twitter accounts where only a few people can see and you allow different people to see.
It's a secret society.
But you also run the risk of people accidentally resharing and retweeting your private information that you've shared to your private account.
I hope we're getting to a place where those coworkers aren't super judgmental.
Right.
But it is safe to assume, you know, if you don't want anyone to know it, don't put it in a digital medium whatsoever.
So I suggest people just be very conscious and intentional about what they're sharing online and have one account to rule them all.
Oh, like the ring.
Like the ring.
Awesome. And then you throw that account into the fires of Mount Doom when you're done with it. I used to blog I blogged under a pseudonym. There's a word in there. I couldn't figure it out. Here's the deal. I ended up collapsing that alternate identity into my own because of what you described. The management of two personalities is not only a possible psychological condition, but just extra brain work that ultimately I couldn't reconcile and doing that extra labor.
I'm going to go set up a new Twitter account real quick.
I'm going to set up three more.
That's Baratunde Thurston and Deanna Zandt, our Emily Post of the social media age. Have a question for our experts? Email it to alltech@npr.org.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatically backing up computer files for individuals and small businesses worldwide. Learn more at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.